The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
In these 21 days, you have come looking for the Lord. He says, when you come looking for me, you will find me. When you come looking for me, you will find me. That is, when you don't look for him, you will not find him. If you don't look for him, you will not find him. But so far as you are here to look for him, definitely you will find him. Say, yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I will make sure you will not be disappointed. Say, I will make sure you will not be disappointed. Your dreams will not be disappointed. Your expectations will not be disappointed. What you have been crying for, you will not be disappointed. I'm not saying you will not be disappointed. God is saying, I will make sure you are not disappointed. I, the Lord, will make sure you are not disappointed. And this is God's decree. This is God's decree. Say, I will turn things around for you. I will bring you back from the countries into which I drove you. God's decree. Say, bring you back into the place from which I have sent you off into exile. Say, you can count on it. I will bring you back. I will revive you. I will restore you. I will take what belongs to you. I will give it back to you. This is the word of the Lord. And it's not my words. Say it again, Jeremiah chapter 29 from 13 and 14. Jeremiah 29:13-14. In case you miss it. Jeremiah 29:13-14. For better understanding, you read it from the Message Bible. Amen. Say, I will bring you back. I will restore you. I will not disappoint you. When you come looking for me, you will find me. You will find me. Count on my word. What is the word of the Lord? His word says, say, I will bring you back. He says, I will bring you back. I will not disappoint you. I will not disappoint you. This is what the word of God is saying. Amen.
Amen.
And when we look around, we see that over the years in our lives, you have seen things that we wish they could come back. We have dreams and we hope that by the time we wake up, the dreams are alive with us. We see things and we imagine things and we want it to be real to us. How do you make your dreams real? How do you make your expectations real? How do you make what you've been dreaming of real in our lives? It is only when you find the Lord. When you find the Lord. When you find the Lord. The Lord will bring it to pass. When you find the Lord. He will not disappoint you. When you find the Lord. He will tell you to count on my word. And what is God's word? What is his word? He has good plans for us. He has plans to prosper us. He has plans to bring the things that he has I remember many years ago after my father's death, and I got much connected to my father's house. And I began asking my uncles, why are they staying in a rented house in our hometown? Nobody rents home from the hometown. Why are you renting someone's house in your hometown? And he began telling me, It's a long story. It's a long story. Your great grandfather and your grandfather, they had so much money that they had worth. They brought slaves from across, and they had over 20 slaves who were living with them. And they were so good to them. And before the man died, the slaves were able to get the land document that was for them. They took the gold. They took the riches of the family. And because the children were young, they could not have the document of the land. And he was because that, per his estimation, the land was from where we are now to Pig Farm. And those places are prime areas when you get to the western region there. Shama Sekendi area there.
So we do at Oyehwa.
Those who have had factories there are even paying money to them every year. Huge sums of money. But whoever tries to go and take the land, they will make sure they will kill you. If you come that you want to come and sit with them to agree on the goal and the other things, they ensure that they will kill you.
And
because of that, about three of your uncles have died. What belonged to them had been taken over by slaves. Their last house, their last but one house, was given to a missionary. That is the church. So his riches, he was so rich, and he was able to, he was one of the founding members of these people who put this red. 12 apostles. 12 apostles. Yes, 12 apostles.
Yes.
Yes, my great grandfather was one of the founders of this 12 Apostles Church.
Okay. Yeah.
So most of my uncles are, they are evangelists and they are pastors and they are doing the work of God, all right. But they have no money. But their wealth has been taken away. They've been evangelists for 30 years. I mean, spreading the message across. Methodist lay pastors.
Methodists are
working. And they had to pray and pray, and they broke through before they were able to build one house, and they are building the second house, and they are buying the third one. If you don't rise up, the fact that you are in the church doesn't make it 100% sure that what belongs to you, you will have it. The fact that they were pastors and they were working and they were evangelists and they were teaching and spreading the word of God did not make ensure that what whatever they had, God would just come and put the building down for them.
They
had to fight. They had to fight. They had to break through. They had to fight. And God had mercy upon them. God had mercy upon them. This morning, if their lives can be changed, I also want to assure you that your life can also change. That your lives can also change. So when Habakkuk says, "Revive your works, O Lord," I understand. Revive your works. This morning we're going to pray that the Lord should revive his works in our lives. The Lord should revive his works in our lives. We want to see that what the Lord has done. Even if you don't know your family's history, forget about it. At least there are some that are written in the Bible that it can always refer to. You can always refer to. Begin to thank the Lord this morning. Begin to thank the Lord this morning. Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Say, God, I thank you for the team. I thank you for the team, Lord. that revive your works, O Lord. That you are reviving your work, Lord.
Reviving
your work, O Lord.
Reviving
your work, O Lord. For deeper encounter with you. For deeper encounter with you. Father, yes, O Lord. I thank you for your word. 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 Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. Rakatanda bayapa bayapa. Iya kata yapa bayapa. Ekaro bayapa bayapa. I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for your word. 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 Lord, I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you,
I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I honor your name. I praise your name. I worship your name. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I exalt your name. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I acknowledge your word. I agree with your word. Your word says to God, I can count on you. I can count on you. I can count on you. I will not be disappointed. I will not be disappointed. I will not be disappointed. I can count on you. I can count on you. I can count on you. Hey, I see Tayaba. Hey, Tayaba. In Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Take charge of me.
Take charge of me.
Take charge of me. Begin to pray. Holy Ghost, take charge of me. Take charge of my work. Take charge of my business. Take charge of my marriage. Take charge of me. Take charge, take charge. Take charge. My business, my life, Be a Tayaba, I command you. Revive the rest of God.
Revive
the rest of God. As in the time of old.
As in
the time of old. In my life.
In my life.
In my business.
In my job.
In my finances.
In my career.
Revive your words.
Revive your words.
Revive your words.
Revive your words.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
Yes, so God.
2022, I command you,
revive the rest of God,
revive the rest of God,
revive the rest of God,
as in the time of old,
as in the time of old,
in my life,
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 revive the rest of God,
revive the rest of God,
revive the rest of God.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
My Father in heaven, there is nothing difficult for you.
There is nothing difficult for you.
You said I can count on you.
You said I can count on
you. You said I can count on you.
You said I can count
therefore,
on you. Therefore,
this year 2022, change my situation,
change my life,
change my marriage, Let the bear,
I see a change.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because Joshua was there when God departed, he parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk through it. When he got to Jordan, he was assured that Moses was there. And when he got to Jordan, he was assured that God will cross them through the
Jordan.
Because he has seen what the Lord did at the Red Sea. And the Jordan was no match for the Red Sea.
Jordan,
if God was able to part ways for the Red Sea, what is Jordan? Therefore, if you say the Lord should repeat His words in our life, we should know what we're talking about. Because He has able to change destinies. We can tell of Jabez. They were so poor that the mother gave birth to him and named him after poverty. We are not going to be satisfied with where we are. And don't compare yourself to somebody. I was talking to a group of people and I was telling them the whole. The fact that Kwame's own has delayed, it doesn't mean that you Kwesi's own should delay.
Jesus' name, so obedia kechira.
Maybe God has an agreement with them. God has an agreement with them. God has told them certain things. So they are relying and waiting on God. So don't say that, oh, as a sister, even Sister Makra is not married, so and she's 5 years older than me. So if I don't, I'm not married, or I don't get to that position, cry, and yes, she.
Men found to be self be in fear quite nim sale. On worry, I would use 20 and yes, she that beat men yes, Ada.
Don't compare yourself to
anybody.
Don't compare your situation to anybody. God deals with us differently. 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 Amen. So we're going to pray that the Lord revive your ways. What you did in the past, people's glorious past, you changed their destinies. You turned them around. As you said in Jeremiah chapter 29, he said, I will change your situation. I will turn it around. God turned my situation. The overnight experience you gave to the Israelites, let it happen in my life. Let it happen in my life. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I am not satisfied.
I am never satisfied.
I am not satisfied.
I am not satisfied.
I am not satisfied.
I am not satisfied.
With my situation.
With my situation.
With my situation.
With my situation.
With my level.
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 The overnight promotion.
The overnight promotion.
The overnight promotion.
The overnight promotion.
You gave to the Israelites.
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 Do it in my life.
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 Do it in my life. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray.
Yes, O God. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. The overnight situation. The overnight dream. The overnight situation. That you change, O God, in the life of the Israelite. That you change, O Lord, in the life of the Israelite. The circumstances. That you change, O Lord. Don't wait in my life. 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 Repeat that. Repeat that. Repeat some wonders. Repeat the miracles. Repeat some wonders. Repeat the miracles. Repeat the wonders. Repeat the miracles. In my life. In my life. In my life. I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied with my situation. With my level, I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied with my situation. Lord, my Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, change my situation.
Change it, Lord. Change it, Lord.
Change it, Lord.
We are not content. contented. We are not content. We are not content. We are not content with our situation. Change it, O Lord. Change it, O Lord. Change it, O Lord. Change it, O Lord. Let there be a swift manifestation, a swift change, 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 O God.
Do it again.
We are never content. We are never content. We are never content, O God. We are never content, O God. We are never satisfied, O God. We are never content, O God. We are never satisfied, O God. We are never content, O God. We are never satisfied, O Lord. We want to see a change. 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 We are never content, O God. We are never content, O God. We are never content, O God. We are never content about our situation, of our circumstances. We want to see a change. You said in your word that we should count on your way. We should count on your way. According to Jeremiah 29, verse number 14, we are trusting your way. We are believing your way. We say, Lord, let there be a change. Let there be a change, O God.
We're still going back to Jeremiah 29.
Yes, I call Jeremiah 13 and 14.
Jeremiah 29, 13 and 14.
And you do me and Sandy 2 and 9.
Earlier, we've already read that. We're still going back. I read from the Message Bible. The Message Bible.
Say,
when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about me, about finding me, and you want it more than anything else, I will make sure you will not be disappointed.
So when you bring now, but you share me now, man, who find any bridge to a
man? I will make sure you not be disappointed.
Let's just say one sense from
God's decree. Say, I will turn things around for you. I will bring you back from all the countries unto which I have drove you. God's decree, bring you home to the place from which I have sent you into exile. You can count on it. You can count on it. You can count on it.
That is God's word.
You can count on this
word.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
According to your word.
According to your word.
According to your word.
According to your word.
If I find you.
If I find you.
If I find you.
If I find you.
I shall not be disappointed.
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 Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Ten things around.
Ten things around.
2022.
2022.
2022.
2022.
2022.
2022.
Ten things around.
Ten things around.
Ten things around. In my life.
In my life.
Ten my marriage around.
Ten my marriage around.
Ten my marriage around.
Ten my marriage around.
Ten my business around.
Ten my business around.
Ten my marriage around.
Ten my career around.
Ten my job around.
Ten
my singleness around.
Ten it 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 around. We want to see a change. According to your way. When we seek you, Lord, we shall find you. We have come on board. Seeking you. Seeking you. Seeking you. We want to see 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 you. That way. In our finances. In our marriage. In our business. In our career. In our destiny. Change it all along. Change things around. Change things around.
Change things around. I cannot be the same.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're going to pray about the birthright. Taking back what you have lost.
Maybe
I can use myself as an example. My
own,
that one is me, myself, and my family. My mother never knew that she was selling us off. Anytime she meets with the sisters and the brothers, and she, oh, where is Prince? Oh, Prince is here. Oh, where is Rose? Rose is here. Where is Dora? She kept doing that, and she didn't know that she was selling her children.
Until
the last moment when we prayed and she was in her hometown, we said, wherever you are, come, come, come. And she told us that that very day she fell. The next day she took a car and came back, and she never went to her hometown again before she died. Before she realized, it was there when she came back and we sat down and said, "Mommy, what turn here, Dodo?" And said, "Ah, she never knew. She never knew that she was selling her children. It came to real when I lost my sister, the one I'm after. That was when things became real to her. That's when she got to know that she has made a deadly mistake. And the sister that she even came to Accra, and she brought them from the village to Accra, and some of them went back. They are even paying her evil for the goods she did to them. And afterwards, they are still fighting her children. I'm telling you. So we were battling and battled, and had to be battling with death. This is birthright. I'm telling you. So if you don't wake up and you think, oh, you are free, you don't know who is selling you. You don't know who is offering you on the silver platter. You don't know. You don't know. Before she could say Jack.
He
said, my children, forgive me.
I didn't know
I was telling your marriage. I didn't know I was telling your job. I didn't know I was telling your education. So man has to struggle. Amen. So we're going to pray. Take this very serious. I'm using myself as an example. I'm using myself and my family as an example. So that you know where we are.
I know
that the battle is not something to joke with. You have to battle it. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven. Any birthright of mine. That have been sold to the enemy. By my parents. By my ancestry. By myself. By the blood of Jesus. I take back, I recover, I take back, 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 devil, to the enemy.
I recover by the blood. We take back.
The Holy Spirit just gave me this prayer point. He said, any sacrifice that has been made on any altar, any sacrifice that has been made on any altar against me in exchange for your birthright,
we exchange
for the blood of Jesus. It is a sacrifice. So if you have something, a seed, you want to come and put it here.
That is a prophetic.
Any sacrifice that has been made on the
altar
against for your exchange, for your birthright, I exchange it with the blood of Jesus. Any sacrifice, that has been made on any altar,
for my birthright,
I exchange it. With the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray now. Yes, oh God. Any sacrifice, made on any altar, against my life, in exchange for my birthright, for my blessings, for my marriage, for my career, for my job. Yes, Spirit of God.
By the blood.
Any sacrifice, made on any altar, against me, and my children, against me, and my family, against our blessings, for our blessings,
for our breakthrough,
for our marriage,
for our career,
I redeem it. And everything that I have lost, anything that I have lost, with the blood of Jesus, begin to pray now.
Yes,
so God, redeem whatever has been lost. Redeem whatever has been lost. By the blood, by the blood of Jesus.
I redeem by the blood.
Yes, so God,
Presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from hunting. So as soon as he left, as soon as he left, if he had come a minute earlier, few minutes earlier, he would have met Jacob. We're going to pray 2022. This year 2022, we should be available for our blessings. When the Lord comes with his revival, when the Lord comes to revive us, we should not miss those blessings. We should not miss those blessings. My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in
heaven.
This year
2022.
This year
2022.
This year 2022.
I should never miss my blessing.
I should never.
I should never miss my blessing. I should be available for my blessing.
I should be available for
your rest. I should be available for your rest. I should be available for your rest. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Yes, this year 2022. My Father in heaven. My Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, never let me miss my blessing. I should never miss my blessing. I should never let my blessing. I should never miss. I should never miss. I should never miss. I should never miss my blessing.
I will not miss my blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for the power that you have given us and the authority you have instilled in that. And when we pray, Lord, it will happen. It will manifest.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you have assured us in your way. He said, I will not disappoint you if you find me. I will not disappoint you if you find me.
Jesus.
Lord, we came to find you this morning.
Lord.
This morning, we came to find you.
Jesus.
We came to find you in your house, to find you in your temple,
yes,
to find you in your temple, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, yes, oh God,
Jesus.
We have confidence in you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We have confidence in you,
Jesus.
That every prayer, oh Lord, will manifest, Lord.
Jesus.
It will manifest, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It will manifest, oh Lord.
Jesus.
It will manifest, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It will manifest, oh Lord.
Jesus.
You said we should count on you.
Yes, Lord.
We said we should count on you.
We should count on you.
That is why we will not be disappointed.
Yes, Lord.
You said count on me.
Jesus.
Count on me.
Yes, Lord.
I will turn you around.
Yes, Lord.
I will turn your situations around.
Yes,
this morning. Turn our lives around. Turn our conditions around.
Turn
our situations around. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Bless you, Lord. We give you the glory.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's Heavenly Family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.